when your story nearly ends in tragedy, but a pen and paper hand you a second chance. In this powerful episode of No Suits, No Secrets, we're joined by Christy Townsend, mental health advocate, award-winning entrepreneur, and the founder of Written Hope Publishing. After surviving incarceration, suicide attempts, the stigma of multiple diagnosis, Christy chose to rise and to write. She's built a business that helps women share their unfiltered mental health stories, reclaim their voices, and her journey is nothing short of remarkable. My name's Joanne, and this is another amazing episode of No Suits, No Secrets, joined by Dawn and Bonnie as well. Welcome, ladies.
Thank
Hello,
you.
hello.
Great to be here. This is
Welcome,
going to be
Christy,
powerful.
today. Thanks for coming on.
I am so happy to be here.
I
It's
mean,
such a pleasure.
if anyone's listening and you think your past disqualifies you from your future, get out a pen and paper, and take some notes, and you need to listen to every part of this episode for sure. So, Christy, share with me, you describe a moment when you were in jail and a guard handed you pen and paper. Can you take us back to that day and the shift that happened inside you?
Wow, what a powerful, impactful question. So, about 8 years ago, I was depressed and suicidal. I was so suicidal that I burnt my house down with me in it because I wanted to die. You can't do that. So
No.
I was arrested, and I spent about 30 days in jail, in the mental ward. The first 7 days I was on suicide watch, which is everything how they portray it on television. You're stripped butt naked. You don't have any clothes. You don't have any interaction with anyone else. You are completely isolated. Even your food is given to you in a way that is supposed to protect you, like no utensils whatsoever. Well, I had become so beaten down from the isolation when I finally was released out of suicide watch. A guard just had some compassion for me, and she asked me if I wanted to write. I had no idea what I was going to write, but with nothing else to do in jail, I accepted. And wow, one page turned into two turned into three. And before I knew it, I had a pile of paper in front of me full of emotion that I had been holding on to for years. It had been trapped in my being for such a long time. I expressed myself on the page in ways that I had not done in therapy, in ways that I had not done even with my closest friends and family. And so it was the beginning of a pivotal point for me. You said shift. It really was a shift because I hit rock bottom and I needed to hit rock bottom in order to see my way out. I had to get to that place. I didn't recognize it then, but I'm so grateful for it now.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're here with us today. Such a powerful story.
Thank you
And
so much.
you're helping so many, and you're very open with your story, which I think many entrepreneurs struggle with being vulnerable. They struggle with storytelling and how much do I share? Do I share too much? Is it too little? How do I protect myself? What have you learned about the power of sharing unfiltered stories?
It's the stigma that keeps people small and stuck. And I decided once I healed, I wasn't going to allow anything to contain me that I didn't want to be, contained. And that was really about telling my truth. And I realized that I was hurting. And if I was hurting, other people had to be hurting too. And if I was experiencing this deep deep, dark sadness. Other people had to be experiencing it too. And when I began to write, stories began to come alive to me, and I realized that I started to feel better, more connected, less alone. And I thought, gee, wow, if I can feel this way after reading a story or hearing someone else's story, then I want to be a part of that movement so that I can help other people in their journey. And that was really what it was about for me, was speaking up against stigma so that other people can be free and released to just share their stories and to feel better and less alone. Because at the end of the day, we're all going through something. You know, my story is what it is, but someone else's could be different. But I believe that we connect. And that we're more alike than we are different, and that we can all connect and learn something from each other.
So I love your story. It's so powerful, and like Joanne said, like it's so appreciated that you're so vulnerable to share what you've been through. You know, several diagnoses. How long? This is more my question along. How? So you were granted this gift, this shift of a pen and a piece of paper, and then you started writing. And now you're out of jail, so you're no longer incarcerated. What made you decide, or how long was it before you decided that I'm going to actually build a business to help people be able to share their story? How did that transpire for you?
Yeah, interesting. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was 16 years old. Business has been something that has been ingrained in me for a really long time.
I
It's
love
hard for me to
that. I
look.
love that.
It's hard for me not to see an opportunity with an idea. And so I just began to flush it out. But what it really happened was I was a student. I had just started my undergrad like a year or two prior to this incident, but my major was business management, and at one point in time that made sense. But once I realized what writing was doing to me, I wanted to explore it further, and that's how I got hooked on a graduate program after I graduated my undergrad with English. And then I went on to pursue my master's to get an MFA, a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing and Publishing. And throughout taking those courses, I produced one book, and I love the textile, feeling of being able to create something from scratch and to see it come to fruition. It was powerful. And I said, I want to do more of this. And because my message was mental health awareness, I wanted to create a mental health publishing company to help other people tell their stories. Because if I didn't, like, I came from the business world, so I was used to writing like business memos, emails, you know, marketing and things like that. But creative writing was something different. That was something that I had never experienced before, and I had to learn that. Listen, I was a high school dropout, so I didn't grow up reading books. I didn't grow up, you know, like with the pen in my hand. I didn't have that sort of support or encouragement. So I had to learn it from scratch, from the bottom. And I absorbed all of the books, all of the workshops, all of the seminars, all of the conferences, and the things that we do to learn when we're hungry. And that's what I was. I was determined not to allow my past to shape, you know, my future or to hold me back. And so that's really how it all started, is I had that first experience of creating a book from scratch. It was such a wonderful experience. And my mind just started to wrap around the idea of starting a business around that to support other people.
I love that. And now you have a book coming out, right? After the fire?
Yeah.
Is it
So
out yet? Is it out now? When's it
it is.
coming? Give us the details.
It is out now. It's on my website,
Okay.
and so it talks about, it's a memoir that goes over the fire, of course, but what life looks like afterwards. So I met an incredible man who has been supportive of me in my healing journey and who has given me the space and creativity to build this business. And
Oh, love that. You found your favorite human.
But not only did I graduate from a high school dropout, mind you, with my undergrad in English, now I have a master's of fine arts. And now I'm starting my PhD journey in the fall. I've come a really long way. And I've even given the commencement speech at my graduation last week. So it's just been epic. And I would have hated to see if I didn't make it to this point of what life looks like now. And I just want to share hope, with other people to let them know that it may be dark right now, but if you just hang on and keep plugging away, fighting, you will get to the place that you want to be, which is a glorious place that we all dream about being, happy, fulfilled, and all of the things.
Yeah, and so here's my last question. What advice do you give someone who just feels like their past is too messy to ever succeed, to ever make a real change, to ever do a 180 on what their life has been and that it can be?
Listen, let me tell you, if I could turn my life around, I believe that anyone can change. I am leaps and bounds from the person I used to be. And it all happened from a tragedy, and it's ironic how it happened. They say be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. For a really long time, like I said, I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life. And I've always been successful despite my education being what it was. I had always been successful. And I'm sorry, I lost my thought.
It happens. We do it all the time. Don't
I
worry
do it
about
every day.
it.
Absolutely.
We're all human. And I think that's one of the things that you even mentioned before in a roundabout way is sharing stories, going after what we want is it's gonna be a little messy.
Okay, I
There's
remember
no
what I was
such
going to
thing as
say.
perfection, right?
No, not at all. We're human. Life happens. We're going to mess
Yeah.
up. We're going to screw up. Life goes on. It's not the end of the world, right? And
Exactly.
going my advice that you asked me, but I remember what I was going to say. If I was never fulfilled in any of those businesses, I was making money like a low money. And I had the lifestyle and I was living the life, but I just wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't satisfied. I always felt like there was more. And it wasn't until I had my tragedy that I was able to build on top of that. And now I feel like I am on fire. The fire that was meant to kill me saved me. And now I am the flame. There is nothing that can get to me to stop me because I'm on a mission to end stigma. And I believe that you can do that through storytelling. Like it happens all the time. People come up to me and they're like, thank you for sharing your story. I was in a situation like that. Or if I'm giving a speech, they're in tears, listening to my story, my transformation, because it's inspirational. Not often do we hear people say, like, hey, I was really hurting. I was suicidal. I was depressed. I didn't want to be here anymore. Some people say that, hey, I didn't think about killing myself, but I sure would not have mind if I died. Like that is equivalent, it's really the same thing. It's like you're giving up hope. You've given up the exploration of just exploring what life can be. And so I would say to anyone, hang on in there, fight. One of the things that helped me with writing, a prompt that I use all the time with people when I'm speaking to them who feel like they want to get from point A to point B. Is to get a piece of paper and write down what is getting in your way and be honest about it. You know, it could be a relationship, it could be a business,
Right.
it could be that you're burnt out, you need to remove some things from your schedule. But be honest with yourself. You're not doing the things. Be honest. And then come up with a plan to start to revive your life and build it, customize it the way that you want it to be. So that would
Yeah, and
be my
this is
biggest.
advice that someone, I mean, this is really relatable to everyone. You don't have to have had a major, huge life thing happen. It can be, I don't have a flame. I don't even have a spark in my life because I am in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 job that I can't stand. I hate my boss. I hate this. I hate that. And you feel stuck. And you're feeling like the world's just caving in, and that's life forever moving forward. And it doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way.
What would life look like if I just changed my perspective?
Yes. And
I was going to say, Christy, the three of us have dealt with people who are just learning to be entrepreneurs and that mindset. We currently work with entrepreneurs, and you always hear that confidence factor come in, right? Or the fear factor. And I think your backstory, especially in your situation, what do you have to be scared of? You've been through hell and back, right?
Absolutely.
So building a business is simple or easy compared to it. So I think that's powerful.
When
Absolutely
my
powerful.
back is up against the wall and self-doubt tries to creep in, or I start to feel like insecure in an area, I remind myself of the toughest thing that I had to go through, and that was suicide watch. And so I say, girl, if you can go through that, you can get through this. So come on, pull your shoulders back, lift your head up, let's go.
Right?
Absolutely,
I
you have
think
full
as
control.
somebody that hasn't been in your shoes, I think it's almost wild to me that it was actual suicide watch that was meant to keep you safe, was the rock bottom, was the toughest thing you've been through. Not the house on fire, not everything that led up to that point, but actual suicide watch was really like the holy cr this is tough.
That was
This is
the
a lot.
hardest thing. That was the hardest thing. You know, after, you know, I had to go to court and all of those things afterwards, and I had a really good legal team who got like me tested for this and for that and all of the things, you know, that could lead up to it. And come to find out, I had a chemical imbalance to a new cocktail that I was on that had just sent me like out
Right.
of my own body. So I
Wow.
wasn't acting like myself the day that I set the fire, but trust and believe, I was tired. I was tired of feeling like I was the one having to carry it all. I was tired of feeling like my goals were out of reach. I was tired of being misunderstood and feeling like, you know, I was the villain. I was tired of life. I really was. But the chemical imbalance that I had to the new medication, it didn't help at all. And that was really the leg that I had to stand on in court. But it was also eye-opening for me, just to discover who I am. Last year, I was diagnosed with being on the spectrum. And I can't tell you how many dots that has connected for me, from childhood of just knowing and understanding who I am and why I do what I do, and you know how I respond and when I respond, you know, all of the things. It just started to make sense to me, and it's just eye-opening. You know, like in the beginning, you introduced me. And I think my bio has like a whole list, a barrage of diagnoses, which is probably overdiagnosed, but that's what they tell me. But nevertheless, it's like it's so important to get diagnosed so that you can get the proper treatment
Right.
and the support that, you know, you need to be able to begin this healing journey.
Ah, so powerful. This has been amazing. I mean, you are proof that your mess can become your mission. And your story, your scars, your success remind us all that storytelling isn't a bad thing. And it can help us heal. It can help us connect. And it also can help us grow our business when we apply to it as well. Quite honestly, if
Absolutely.
we're going to look
Absolutely.
at it, it might be the most important marketing tool that we all have.
Yeah.
If we're really, and it takes being vulnerable. And I think you exemplified that so well spoken, and a phenomenal story, history, and just a demonstration of grit, determination, moving ahead, and that your past, what happened yesterday, does not have anything to do with what you do tomorrow.
I
I
Thank you
love
so much.
that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So to connect with Christy, please visit. If I could talk right, here we go, messing up. Please visit writtenhope.com and go follow her on Instagram at Christy Townsend. Both links will be right below in the show notes. So you can go click directly on those links and head right over and follow her. Check out her website, check out the new book as well. And if you're building a business that aligns with your story, your truth, and your evolution, join the Click Crafted Collective, the private community for entrepreneurs doing business differently. The link is below. We'll see you inside that, and we'll see everyone on the next episode. Thanks, ladies.